Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Desperate people do desperate things. We saw this again just this past Monday in Bedford, Indiana, where Eric Johnson, deeply hurt by a divorce, rented a small Cessna plane, loaded his 8-year-old daughter Emily on it, and flew the plane into the home of the mother of his estranged wife, killing himself and his daughter. He had been hurt by his former wife, so he looked into the darkness within him, and the inner demon said, "Hurt her more by killing her daughter and possibly even her mother." He was not a 9/11 terrorist, but the same demons were at work. The evangelist Mark sets the stage for the two miracles that we just heard about in our reading, involving the Syrophoenician woman and the deaf man, by teaching about what defiles a man, a person. It's right before our text. Jesus says, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness." Jesus helps us to see, in our desperate circumstances, the place to look is not within, to turn within. For within is the confused cesspool of our old Adam. "My pain will feel better if I cause you pain." That's the cesspool within. Desperate people do desperate things. Instead of looking within for solutions, Mark shows us some desperate people who probably had looked within, 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 and found nothing, and whom the Lord led to look outside of themselves, away from the fallen creation, for the solution to their predicament. In Jesus, who was casting out the demons and healing the bodies of fellow Jews in Galilee, these Gentiles from Tyre and Sidon and the Decapolis saw someone who was doing something about the miserable consequences of our sin. The solution they could not find within came to them, and they beheld the very Creator who was healing his broken creation, who was making the unclean clean, the broken whole, and the good once again. Their desperate circumstances, the Syrophoenician woman with her demon-possessed daughter, and the deaf and mute man, called for desperate measures, not taking matters into their own hands, but placing themselves completely into the hands of this Jewish Messiah, desperately trusting that he would help them. Both incidents emphasize this desperate trust with the use of the begging language. You have the woman falling at the feet of Jesus, begging him for help. You have the friends of the deaf man begging Jesus to help this man who is deaf and mute. Jesus even tests the woman. "Let the children be fed first," a reference certainly to the privileged Jews. "For it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But her desperate clutch on Jesus did not loosen. "Lord, yes, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. In Jesus, she saw the mercy she needed, and like Jacob of old, she was not going to let go until he gave her a blessing. "For this confession, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter." And with the deaf man, "Ephrathah, be opened." Our Lenten season reminds us of our own desperate situation. It's a time that we remember the darkness within that we cannot heal ourselves. It's a time to look outside of ourselves, to cling again desperately to Jesus. We just read about it in the psalm, did we not? I have become like a man who does not hear. I am like a deaf man, like a mute man who does not open his mouth, and in whose mouth there are no rebukes. And then the desperate clinging. But for you, O Lord, do I wait. It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer. And a little later, do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Yes, it's a time to cling again to Jesus, who was abandoned so that we will never be abandoned, who suffered God's wrath so that we may day after day receive his mercy. It's a time to ponder again that man does not live by bread alone, but on this very bread of life that heals our deepest hurts and that silences the demons that always like to raise their ugly head and tempt us. Indeed, recently you probably heard about the publication of a new book, another self-help book, and in hearing about it, I've heard some of the marketers say the thing that this person has done to hit success is the very title that she has chosen for the book. The title is simply, The Secret. The solution is not knowledge from yet another self-help book that points us to our own positive thinking as that which will achieve success and happiness in life. The solution is not knowledge from within, but a person from without. We will not find the secret for success within. We are given the solution for our inner darkness outside of ourselves in the Christ who came into our broken world to cleanse us of the demon within each of us and to make us whole again. And in baptism, we are freed from that demon who possessed us. Now, through the Holy Spirit, we are possessed by Christ, the new man who lives in us. We who did not hear God's word or sing his praise have had our ears open to hear that wonderful gospel and treasure it, to receive that word, and to have mouths opened now to sing his praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.